The supreme role model. In his noble footsteps, perfection we see. In his noble footsteps, perfection we see. A model for all in life's every degree. The supreme role model.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another fantastic episode on this special transmission regarding Rabi'un Nur Sharif, the blessed month of the blessed arrival, the blessed birth of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, once again, Nurani Nur, the environment is filled with the remembrance of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And today we are going to be talking about such a thing that the global echo, the adhan, subhanallah azza wa jal, reminds us of such a thing that every Muslim in their salah is reciting as well. Today we are talking about the excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi Durood Pak. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, every Muslim knows about Salawat, Durood Sharif, Durood Pak, whatever you want to call it. Every Muslim knows that this is about sending salam and praises and blessings to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to join me today, we have our Honorable Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Madani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How is Mawlana Sahib doing?
Alhamdulillah, I am doing
mashallah.
How are
alhamdulillah.
You
alhamdulillah, kulli hal. We have a splendid topic today.
Mashallah, mashallah.
And every lover of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves to recite Durood Pak, Salat ala Nabi. But we have to make it our habit. For many of us, we have to make it a habit.
Right.
Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, before we proceed into today's discussion, let's remember the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make those good intentions. Ya Allah, I am watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for your ridha, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, Ya Allah, I will try to practice and share this message with others as well. Insha'Allahu Azza wa Jal. You know, life is so short. This precious life is withering away. Before we know it, we'll be leaving this world. We'll be saying goodbye permanently from this abode. Let us not waste these valuable moments that we have on planet Earth in unnecessary conversations, useless activities that have no real benefit for us. Let us stop wasting our time in frivolous activities, because the one who does so, believe me, that person is going to have great regret in the hereafter especially. So create this mindset. I need to dedicate some time every day. We can take our time for many other things, but for deen, shaitan tries to put his blockages and obstacles and keeps us preoccupied and busy. I need to break free from those shackles, from those trickeries and traps of shaitan. And I need to make up my mind every day of my life. I need to recite some amount of Quran, even if it is a few verses, with translation from Kanzul Iman. I need to recite every day Salawat, Durood Pak, at least 313 times a day. I need to make some istighfar. I need to make sincere tawbah every day in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite some dhikrullah, recite Durood Sharif, and seek knowledge of deen from authentic sources and scholars. I need to be punctual with my daily salahs, and I need to fulfill the rights of others. Because doing these things, giving sadaqah, doing good, This will help us in this world, the grave and the hereafter as well, inshallah azza wa jal. And there are so many benefits, bounties and blessings. At the same time, there are certain warnings for that person who is negligent and does not recite Durood-e Pak. We'll cover some of those in a short while, inshallah azza wa jal. The one who attends some gathering, some function, and if no dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is made in that gathering, if no Durood-e Pak is recited in that gathering, then this person will be in great regret on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He will either forgive him or punish him. So the next time you have some function, some program, maybe a family function, maybe you go for Milad Sharif, Urus Sharif or something like that, make sure to read some amount of Dhikrullah. Recite some Naat Sharif as well. Recite Durood-e Pak as well, subhanAllah azza wa jal. This will be very beneficial for us. We have a lovely kalam. Let's go ahead with the kalam, inshallah azza wa jal. And we'll continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Jashn-e-meelad hai, jashn-e-meelad hai. Jashn-e-meelad hai, سردار قیامت مرحبا سالار قیامت مرحبا مختار قیامت مرحبا رحیم قیامت مرحبا نعیم قیامت مرحبا جھومو آ گئی سرکار امت کے غم خوار مالک و مختار آ گئی سرکار مرحبا خوب جھومو آسیوں مسکراتے آ گئے خوب جھومو آسیوں مسکراتے آ گئے شافع روزے جزا اہلم و سہلم مرحبا جشن میلاد ہے سرکار جشن میلاد مرحبا آسمانوں پر گئے اور خلد کی بھی سیر کی آسمانوں پر گئے اور خلد کی بھی سیر کی شاہ کا یہ مرتبہ اہلا و سہلا مرحبا مرحبا جھومو یا گئے سرکار یا حبیب انفار اہلا و سہلا مرحبا اہلا و سہلا مرحبا نبی ہے دل بڑا مسرور ہے ہر طرف ہے شادمانی رنج و غم کا فور ہے اس طرف جو نور ہے تو اس طرف بھی نور ہے ذرہ ذرہ سب جہاں کا نور سے معمور ہے چھٹ گئے ظلمت کے بادل نور ہر سو چھا گیا چھٹ گئے ظلمت کے بادل نور ہر سو چھا گیا آ گئے نور خدا اہلا و سہلا مرحبا 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 آ گئے سرکار اے رسول غم کا مرحبا مالک مرحبا اے حبیب سرکار مرحبا مرحبا مومنوں وقت ادب ہے آمد محبوب رب ہے جائے آداب و طرب ہے آمد شاہ عرب ہے اٹھو آیا تاج والا عرش کی آنکھوں کا تارا سب کہو اے ماہ طیبہ صلوات اللہ علیکہ دو جہاں کے شاہ کی شاہی سواری آ گئی دو جہاں کے شاہ کی شاہی سواری آ گئی رحمتوں کے وہ خزانے اب لٹاتے جائیں گے
اب لٹاتے
مرحبا
مرحبا آ گئے سرکار
مرحبا تجھ کو مبارک شاہ کا میلاد ہو آمینہ تجھ کو مبارک شاہ کا میلاد ہو تیرا آنگن نور بلکہ گھر کا گھر سب نور ہے مرحبا
جشن میلاد
جشن میلاد مرحبا
مرحبا
جشن میلاد خوب گاتی تھیں ترانے دف بجا کر بچیاں خوب گاتی تھیں ترانے دف بجا کر بچیاں
طلع البدر علینا من سنیات الوداع وجب الشکر علینا ما دعا للہ دعا
خوب گاتی تھیں ترانے دف بجا کر بچیاں ہر طرف کہتی تھی خلقت مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ
مرحبا یا
مرحبا
جھوم یا گئے سرکار
یا
حبیب انفار یا رسول اختار یا حبیب سرکار
جھنڈے ہرے ساری گلیاں روشنی سے جگمگاتے جائیں گے ذکر میلاد مبارک کیسے چھوڑیں ہم بھلا جن کا کھاتے ہیں انہی کے گیت گاتے جائیں گے
دھوم ہے عطار دھوم ہے عطار دھوم ہے عطار
دھوم ہے عطار ہر سو شاہ کے میلاد کی دھوم ہے عطار ہر سو شاہ کے میلاد کی جھوم کر تم بھی پکارو مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ
مرحبا یا
مرحبا
جھوم آ گئے سرکار
اے رسول
مرحبا
مرحبا
اے حبیب سرکار
سرکار کی آمد
مرحبا
سردار کی آمد
مرحبا
سالار کی آمد
مرحبا
مختار کی آمد
مرحبا
رحیم کی آمد
مرحبا
نعیم کی آمد
مرحبا
مرحبا اے رسول خدا مرحبا
مرحبا
اے حبیب خدا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عزوجل I'm sure that you enjoyed that lovely kalam and we should continue listening to these types of kalams above all kalamullah the words of almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listen to the Quran read the Quran understand the Quran Kanzul Iman is available we have no excuse the Quran is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us something, guiding us, advising us. That's our manual of life. You know, one day, there was a great scholar of Islam that he was passing by a certain area. His name was Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And as he's passing this area, it's time for salah. He needs to make wudu. He sees a well, he goes to the well, but there is no string and bucket, there's no rope. How does he get access to the water that is down there? Salah time is passing, and he's anxious now. The water is right over here, but I can't access it. He was so worried. A little girl from a high rooftop sees him and his anxiety and his worry that's on his face. She quickly comes down, comes to him and says, "Oh Sheikh, you are the one who is well known for your piety. You're a great pious person and a great scholar. But you're so worried on how to get water from this well." The Sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, he explains, because Salah time is going and I need to make wudu, but there's no rope, there's no bucket. The little girl, she places some of her saliva into the well. And after a short while, water starts to rise up. So much water rises up, it overflows to the brim and it's overflowing now. Imam Jazuli, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he quickly makes wudu, performs his salah, and then he comes to the little girl and says, "Little girl, I take an oath on you. I take an oath that please tell me, how did you manage to get this great status?" The little girl said, "Well, because I love to recite Durood-e-Pak in abundance.
Subhanallah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this ability." And then Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad bin Sulaiman Jazuli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he takes an oath and he says that "I take an oath that I will write an entire book on Durood-e-Pak."
Allahu Akbar.
And that book is available today as well. That book is recited by millions of Muslims around the globe. It is called Dalailul Khairat. But look at where and how he got his inspiration. Because of the little girl, the little Madani girl. Her habit was to send salawat profusely to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that special ability which this sheikh that he witnessed for himself. And he goes on to benefit the ummah by compiling and writing this beautiful book called Dalailul Khairat. Munasab, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, recitation of Durood-e-Pak, we must make it a must in our lives.
Absolutely.
Not just our lives, but also the lives of our children, our offspring, our siblings. We should continue encouraging people to recite Durood-e-Pak.
Actually, Munasab, we learn this from the Holy Quran, wherein it is mentioned that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers that, "O people of Iman, O believers, you also send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So this command of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming directly from the Holy Quran.
Allah.
And the immense virtues of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in the blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, Munasab, the excellence and the virtues of salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so immense that one can attain Jannah just by reciting Durood Sharif once upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take for instance the individual in Bani Israel. This person, he was known to be a very open sinner, whether it's during the day, whether it's during the night. This person is committing sins upon sins.
Allah.
To the extent that people did not want to have any connection with him whatsoever. They wanted to have no relationship with him. So when he died, when that person died, the people, because of them being disgusted by him, they took his body and they threw it into a dumpyard and left it there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his prophet Musa alayhi salam,
said,
"Oh Musa, my banda, my servant is at so and so place. Go there, give him ghusl, shroud him and give him a proper burial." Musa alayhi salam, he does as he was commanded to. And he also knew that this person was sinful. So he says, "Oh Allah, this person was so sinful, disobeyed you throughout the day, throughout the night, And yet, I want to know the reason. I'm curious to know the wisdom behind this.
Right.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that, oh Musa, indeed what you are saying is correct, is right. Yes, this person disobeyed me throughout the night. Yes, he disobeyed me throughout the day. But one day, this person, he opened the Torah Sharif. And when he opened the Torah Sharif, he came across the name of my beloved Habib Muhammad Rasulullah. He said salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and kissed the beautiful name of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Musa, it is for this reason that I have forgiven all of his sins and granted him Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Now imagine, Muhammad, this was an individual, a person, not from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but from the nation and ummah of Musa alayhi salam, and yet he attained this station.
Subhanallah.
Simply because of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So imagine us, as ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as his nation, when we recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, imagine how much of barakah and blessings and success Allah there would be in our lives, not only in this world, but in the hereafter as well, just by sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who recites salawat upon me, his recitation of salawat upon me will be a nur for him, for that person on the day of Qiyamah.
Allah.
And the day of Qiyamah is such that people would be trembling. People would be scared. They wouldn't know where to go, who to turn to.
A very difficult day.
Yes. The ground would be of copper. The sun just 1.25 miles above our heads.
Allah.
And Allah, it's mentioned in narrations that the duration on the day of Qiyamah will be 50,000 years.
Allah Akbar. For one day.
For one day. 50,000 years.
What and will happen imagine, to us?
Imagine a person can attain that nur. A person can attain that light by reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that would be a light for him on the day of Qiyamah.
Kya baat hai Madini ki? Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, have you heard that narration? That somebody who was an ummati of Musa alayhi salam, if that's the benefit, then what benefit are you and I going to get? You know, the human being has a mindset like this. Many of us, maybe most of us, what's in it for me? If I do this, yeah, what I'm getting out of it? What's the benefit for me? The recitation of Durood Sharif, believe me, we can finish our talks, we can finish this entire program, this entire silsila, we will never do justice to the great rewards and blessings that Durood-e-Pak contains. If we recite Durood Sharif out of our love and loyalty for the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this will grow that love. We all, you know, we say we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but are we practicing his sunnah? Are we following him? Are we obeying him? And how do we develop that love? By these things, but also by reciting Durood Sharif. How many times should I recite a day? One time, 2 times, 10 times, 100 times? Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, a Kamil Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, great scholar of Islam, the founder of Dawud Islami, he encourages us that on a daily basis, try your level best to recite a minimum of 313 times Durood Sharif. Because the mashaykh, the sufiya, the awliya, and the pious ones, according to their experience, the one who recites Durood Sharif 313 times daily will be included amongst those who recite Durood Sharif in abundance on the Day of Judgment. And then you have the narrations that are there, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the summary of a hadith, the closest person to me on the Day of Judgment will be that person who recited Durood upon me in abundance. So 313 is also linked to Badr, the Sahaba at Badr, is also linked to how many Rusul and messengers they were, 313, alayhi salatu wassalam.
SubhanAllah.
So think about it, that, you know, you're not only benefiting yourself for this world, but for the grave, and especially on the Day of Judgment. You are making, this is part of your preparations. Because the grave is the first manzil, the first stage of the hereafter. And who does not want salvation on the Day of Judgment? We all want salvation. We have to work for it. We have to put in efforts. And part of those efforts is the recitation of salawat, of durud-e-pak. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, whoever recites salat upon me one time, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him 10 mercies and erase 10 sins. Now I ask you, don't we want the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal? Of course we want it. Here is a way, one of the ways of gaining mercies, and that's for the recitation of one durood sharif.
Allah.
What's the shortest durood sharifs? Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's two. So tell me, 313 times every day, how long it'll take you? Half an hour? 10 minutes? 5 minutes? But look at the great reward that's in store. As I mentioned, people have this mindset that what's in it for me? There's a lot. If we're reciting properly and we're reciting with correct intentions to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to earn thawab, to develop or further develop the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. In fact, parents out there should ensure that they are following up with their kids. Because the honest truth is, you know what, we all get so busy, preoccupied in our different professions, in teaching, in learning, and we get so busy that we maybe the whole day is gone, we haven't recited one verse of the Quran. The whole day is gone, we haven't made even little dhikrullah. We haven't even said one time astaghfirullah. Or even one durud-e-pak we haven't recited. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, Allah Azza wa Jalla grant him a long life with good health. Grant him protection. He has given us a program where we can remind ourselves. Reminders are beneficial for the believers. This is a teaching of Islam. But there's something that's there. If I'm habitual with filling it out every day, I'll be reminding myself. And one of those things is, did you recite Durood Sharif 313 times today? It's called Nek A'mal, Pious Deeds. You can obtain the hard copy from Maktabatul Madina, our publications department, our bookshop, or you can download it for free from dawudislami.net or App Store, Play Store. It's available. But this is a self-questionnaire where you're asking yourself several questions, 50 plus questions every day. Did you read your salahs today? You're asking yourself, did you lie today? Did you backbite today? Did you make good intentions today? Did you respect your parents today? Did you obey the traffic rules today? Did you read Durood Sharif 313 times? So every day, even if you're not in the habit, but imagine every day of your life, you're asking yourself this question. One day you're going to decide, let me start this year. Let me start reciting. Because by doing so, there's immense rewards here and in the hereafter as well. The hadith I mentioned to you, we all are in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Durud-e-pak is one way of those mercies reaching us. And we know our reality. We know how sinful we are. Some in public, some in private. We know our own shortcomings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also knows our shortcomings. Our deeds are presented to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam twice a week. Good deeds and bad deeds. So we have sins. We know that. Here's one way of erasing sins. By the recitation of Durud-e-Pak. Subhanallah.
The ulama ikram have mentioned, if you forget something, and then immediately,
with
sincerity, you know, and full presence of one's heart.
SubhanAllah.
Send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. then that person would remember what they have forgotten.
Subhanallah.
And many, everyone who had did this, they have said that they have remembered what they have forgotten.
Kya baat hai,
due to the barakah of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah
sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. And there's also a very interesting saying of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a tree in paradise whose fruit is bigger than an apple, smaller than a pomegranate, softer than butter, sweeter than honey, and more fragrant than musk.
Allah.
Its branches are of pearls, its trunk is of gold, and leaves of gemstones. Who would eat this fruit? Only those who send abundant salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will eat the fruit of this tree.
Allahu Akbar.
We all listening to this blessed saying of Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we all, you know, look forward to eating that fruit, inshallah.
Inshallah.
But to eat that fruit, we need to continuously send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the greatest wazifa one can recite. Is salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And no one can really say that, you know what, I don't have time.
That's what people say.
Yes, but
I'm so busy, I don't have time for anything else.
Exactly.
But I can take out time for going to my son or my daughter's school meeting, or this meeting, or vacation, or go and play some sports. I can take out that time, but I don't have time for this.
And to find time for this is like impossible sometimes. You know,
blocks a person and in the mind, subhanAllah.
You know, Murasab, everyone has 24 hours. No one has more than 24 hours. No one has less than 24 hours. Everyone has this equal amount of time, which is 24 hours. But it's up to a person how they utilize those 24 hours. What do they do in those 24 hours? What are they prioritizing? For example, let's take someone is going to work. Every morning they're going to work or going to school, wherever it may be. And of course, in the mornings, there is traffic. And in that time, while sitting in traffic, that is the time one can use to the advantage to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instead of just sitting there and opening the window.
But I'm listening to the radio, enjoying the scenery,
looking outside, seeing what's happening. You know, all of this is not bringing any benefit to oneself. But if that time is utilized in
wonderful
salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautiful it would be. No one would be getting road rage. No one would be getting angry on the road.
Because Durud-i Pak calms you down.
Yes.
SubhanAllah, wonderful. Excellent point.
And they're not worried about, you know, who's next to them, what kind of car is next to them. No. Yes, you have to watch your surroundings. You have to see that.
Yeah.
But together with all of that, you shouldn't let your mind be so distracted that you forget to even recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is one such instance out of the many in which one can make the time to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we all want to increase our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the most efficient and beautiful ways of doing that is to send Durood Sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
What you said now is, you know, it's so practical. Because most people are going to work. It may take them 10 minutes, half an hour, some takes them one hour to get to work, maybe in their car, maybe through bus, train, you know, different modes of transport. So let's say hypothetically, if half an hour it takes you to get to work, then half an hour back home. So you got like 1 hour basically that you're traveling.
Right.
There's a brother that I know. And exactly what you said, that he has this habit. When he's traveling to work, to and from work, he reads Durood e Pak, he reads some Quran, he reads Dhikrullah, Istighfar, these kind of things, right? So sometimes there is a major traffic jam, maybe because of an accident.
Right.
Generally, every day, the rush hours, there's a traffic jam. But sometimes the traffic jam is extended in the time because of some problem on the road. Right. So he said, whilst reciting Durood Sharif, there was a major traffic jam. And, you know, I just focused on reading Durood Sharif and Zikrullah. Right. And for other people, they are hooting. Some of them are shouting from the car. Some of them are getting off the
car.
I mean, you can't do anything. What are you going to do?
Yes, it's not in your control.
The road rage that you're exploding and sweating and, you know, these kind of things. What's happening? Make it fast. This, that. If there's an accident, the ambulance is there, the police is there.
See.
What are you going to do there? Right? Just remain calm. Durood Sharif will make you calm. And he says that before you know it, it was all gone, finished. I'm driving past. What the problem was. So we can do it. If we want to take our time, we can take our time. Unless I don't want to take our time. And you said priorities.
Uh-huh.
Now priorities, many have priorities upside down.
Yes.
That's
and
the reality.
That's just where we find the main problem is.
If our priority is just dunya, money, work, recreation, holiday, this, that. If this is priority, then I'm going to have a rude awakening when the angel of death comes.
Mm.
My priority is deen. Whatever degree I have, it's good, it's no problem. But do I know my salah in and out? Do I know how to recite the Quran properly? Do I know how to make wudu properly, ghusl properly? Do I know what the rights and what are my rights and responsibilities? Do I know about my deen, the sunnah? What are the rules, the laws of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Let's think about it. Because, you know, whatever we're going to say, only the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, their mind will open up. Allah open our minds, grant us understanding. We're talking about Durood-e-Pak, the excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi. If we want, we can take out some time. Nobody is saying take out 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Take out a time. Fix a time. Okay, this traveling time, I'm using this 20 minutes going, 20 minutes coming. I'm going to read some Quran. Whatever you remember, whatever you memorized. Maybe the three quls.
Yeah.
But make the intention for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Isali Sawab to Marhumin. Imagine every day you read the three quls while you're traveling. Every day you recite Durood-e-Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah. And every day, if you want, read Naat Sharif.
Yeah.
If I can't read in front of the people, in your car alone, while you're waiting, while you're traveling, read Naat Sharif.
Yeah.
Subhanallah.
And together with that, Masr, you know how beneficial it is to the marhumin, to those who have passed away, that it's mentioned that once a person passed by the graveyard and only recited salawat upon Rasulullah
sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam once.
Allahu Akbar.
And thereafter conveyed the reward of that to all of the marhumin that were in that qabr.
Mm.
And each of them received the reward of that salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they treasured it like it was the best of wealth. No other wealth could come close to this.
Allahu Akbar. Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the next time you're passing by a graveyard, make salam. A Muslim graveyard, make salam. They will respond to your salam. Read the Tayyquls, read the Durood Sharif. Say, Ya Allah, please accept this. Send the reward of this to those people. Inshallah, you don't know. Inshallah, tomorrow you pass away and you buried in that graveyard or any graveyard. And Muslims, or even one Muslim is passing by, driving by, and he will read the Durood Sharif and send to you.
Subhanallah.
This is how we must think. Not just for ourselves, but for others. The Muslims are one brotherhood. Think about the others also, subhanallah. You know, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us to recite Durood-e-Pak for this benefit as well. That on Qiyamah, as Mullah Sahib was mentioning, it's going to be a difficult day. Especially for the disbelievers. What's going to happen to them? They will say, Ya Laitani Kuntu Turaba. the disbelievers on that day are going to say, how I wish I became sand, I became dust, so I don't have accountability, I won't go to Jahannam. That day is going to be so trying, so testing. Allahu Akbar. But if a person wants salvation, quick salvation from the difficulties of the hereafter, recite Durood Sharif.
Subhanallah.
Who is saying this? My master and your master. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, indeed, the one amongst you to attain quick salvation from its horrors and accountability on the Day of Judgment will be the one who would have recited Salat upon me in the world abundantly.
Subhanallah.
Do I qualify? I need to ask myself. You need to ask yourself. Do I qualify for this? Because Durood-e-Pak is not just for benefit here and in the grave. This is about preparing for the Day of Judgment. Quick salvation, everybody is going to want it. That how, you know, my accountability must be taken quickly. Subhanallah. So, Durood-e-Pak, recite Durood-e-Pak.
And on that day, Muhasab, you know, everyone would want to be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone would want to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the one closest to me on the day of Qiyamah
right.
will be that person who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me.
Subhanallah.
Who doesn't want the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that day, on the day of Qiyamah?
Absolutely.
So to attain that closeness, we need to continuously recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was walking up onto his Mimbar Sharif, and Jibreel alayhi salam came and said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, curse of Allah be upon that person who hears your name but does not send Durood Sharif upon you, does not send Salawat upon you.
Allah.
Can you imagine that whenever we hear the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should send Salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because it is actually compulsory upon us to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was one very interesting story wherein it's mentioned how this person, he was saved from difficulty.
Ji.
And the person who's narrating the story, Sheikh Abu Bakr al-Shibli al-Baghdadi rahimahullah, he says that I once saw my deceased neighbor in a dream and I asked, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? So that person replied that I faced intense difficulties and was unable to answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir.
Allah.
I began thinking that perhaps I did not die as a Muslim.
Allah.
At that point, a voice explained that you are being given this punishment for speaking unnecessarily in the world.
Allahu Akbar.
Angels of punishment then began to approach. Suddenly, a sweet-smelling person of profound beauty came between the punishment and I.
Hey, hey.
He reminded me of the answers to Munkar and Nakir's question, and I answered accordingly. Alhamdulillah, the punishment was taken away from me.
Allahu
Akbar. And then I turned to that person and I asked that, who are you? Tell me who you are. And that person replied that I was created due to your abundant recital of Salat. And I have been appointed to assist you
Allah.
In every difficulty.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Imagine
amazing.
This because that person sends salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An angel came to assist this person in his grave. What can be said about the master, our master, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself? For definitely, when one sends salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then definitely Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes in their grave, comes in our graves, and will help us, inshallah.
MashaAllah, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we're talking about sending salam and Salat ala Nabi upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some beautiful Madani pearls our Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Madani has mentioned to encourage us to send Durood-e Pak every single day. So as we mentioned, the benefit is not only confined to this world. Rather, there is safety and security in the grave because of the recitation of Durood-e Pak. There is safety and security and salvation on the Day of Judgment. Durood-e Pak is the thing that can also help us to enter paradise, protect us against hellfire. There is a narration, an authentic narration that mentions there would be a person on the Day of Judgment, and his good deeds and bad deeds are going to be weighed on the mizan, the scale. And that scale is unlike the scale of this world. When you put something heavy, that goes down, the light thing goes up. But on the Day of Judgment, al-mizan, the scale, whatever is heavier goes up, whatever is lighter goes down. So this person will be standing there. His good deeds are going to be placed on one side, his bad deeds on the other side. And he'll notice that his bad deeds are heavier than the good deeds. And now he's in pareshan.
Allah, Allah.
He's in deep worry. That if the bad deeds are heavier, it means I'm going to the hellfire. But all of a sudden, a person, a glowing person will arrive and take out a piece of paper, place it on the side of the good deeds, which will make the good deeds heavier. And then this person will get happy. And as the person is about to leave, he will say, please, please, tell me, so wonderful you are, so beautiful you are, so handsome, who are you? He will say, I'm your beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And this paper that I placed on the side of the good deeds was the Durood Sharif you recited upon me in the dunya.
Allah, Allah.
I kept it to help you now. Do we want it? Do we want that help? The choice is mine, the choice is yours. Mawlana Sahib mentioned about the person who does not recite Durood-e Pak, the person that is neglectful, negligent. We use this tongue, this mouth to say so many things, but I can't use it to recite Durood Sharif. There's something wrong with me. Something's wrong with me actually, because my priorities are not in order. Do you know? It's mentioned in a narration, the one who has forgotten to recite Durood-e Pak has forgotten the way to Jannah.
Allahu Akbar.
Am I one of them? I have to ask myself. You need to ask yourself, am I one of those unfortunate people that have forgotten the path towards Jannah because I've forgotten to recite Durood-e Pak? So let's make up our mindset. Don't worry about what he's saying and she's saying and him and her. Don't worry about all of that. You prepare. We are here for one thing, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one thing alone. How do we do that? By doing good deeds. Because the passport to enter paradise is iman, death upon iman. And the boarding pass is good deeds. I can't just say I believe, I have to do good deeds. And part of good deeds is sending salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's something that's a personal choice we have to make. If I want goodness in this world, if I want goodness in the grave, if I want salvation and goodness in the hereafter, then besides whatever is necessary upon us, like our five daily salahs, like fulfilling rites, staying away from sins, etc., this must be part and parcel of our daily routine. Sending salam and salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Decorate your gatherings with the recitation of salat upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So make the intention. If a person is not in the habit, get into the habit. Train yourself. If you need to, start off little. Okay, every day I'm going to work, every day 10 Durood Sharifs I'm going to read.
Yeah.
12 Durood Sharifs, 20, 26, 30, 40. Start increasing till you get to a minimum of 313 times. You will see the blessings in your life, inshallah ta'ala.
And you know, Mawlana Sahib, in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the person who recites salat upon me 10 times in the morning and 10 times in the evening, that person will gain my intercession on the day of Qiyamah.
Allahu Akbar.
Just by reciting.
Just 10 times in
the morning. 10 times in the evening, not even more than that, just this amount.
It may take you like 1 or 2 minutes
Allah,
only.
Allah.
But look at the end result.
You're gaining the intercession, the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was another narration in which a pious person passed away.
Mm.
And someone saw him in a dream and asked that, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you?
Mm-hmm.
And this person says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven me. So the person who was seeing the dream asked him that, what deed caused you to be forgiven?
Mm-hmm.
And this pious person, he says that whenever I used to write a hadith,
mm-hmm.
I would always write sallallahu alayhi wa sallam next to the name of Rasulullah
sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam with the intention of gaining reward.
Allahu Akbar.
Due to doing only this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven me.
Allah.
Just for writing sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So together with sending salawat upon Rasulullah
sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam, when one is writing the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then also write sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. That's a very important point you raise now. Because some people, they just write Saad or S. First it was S-A-W, they
right,
say.
Right, right.
Then it's A, that's too long. S or Saad.
These abbreviations,
correct.
Right.
According to the scholars, this is not allowed. It's not allowed to abbreviate the Durood Sharif. Likewise, when we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some people say S-W-T, maybe they put S also there. Because SWT is too long.
Right.
So be mindful of this. Because a narration says, if you write Durood Sharif in a book, so long as that Durood Sharif remains there, you will be rewarded.
Subhanallah.
Why am I depriving myself? Why? Instead of writing the Durood Sharif in full, I'm trying to make shortcuts. And in the shortcuts, I get no benefit. In fact, I'm doing something which is not allowed according to the scholars of Islam. And I'm leaving the thing that if I write it in full, and so long as it remains there, there's continuous reward. I'm depriving myself of that. Today, we type messages. Mostly people don't write today.
Right.
Unless you're in school or university, even there too. It's just typing right. On your typewriter, your laptop, your PC, on the phones. How many times do I write? Writing is becoming like, in certain places, extinct. A person never writes. I'm talking about the pen and paper. How many times do I write in a day, in a week, in a month? So nevertheless, since we are typing. And it's easy, it's simple. You can just copy and paste even.
Yes.
While you're typing, we can type so many other things, but when it comes to Durood Sharif now, quick, put an S over there. Let's not be like the foolish people. Let's be wiser than them. Let's be intelligent and not deprive ourselves of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Master, another very important aspect of reciting Durood Sharif. In fact, I just remember this beautiful narration. This is taught in the circles of Dawood Islami as well. That if you want to protect yourself from others backbiting about you, or you backbiting about others, if you go for a function, a program,
mm-hmm.
then you must recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. Recite this, yeah. By doing this, you will be prevented from backbiting about others, and others won't backbite about you. So imagine, just the recitation of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody's going to backbite about you. And how long it will take to recite that?
Allah.
I mean, the deen is simple. Islam is simple. You know who complicates it? We complicate it. Because I haven't learned. Because I've learned the ways of others. Those who are living their life anyhow. hedonistic, nihilistic, contrary to Islamic values, teachings, morals, etiquettes. And because I'm learning and living that way, so now when, but you know what the thing is, those who are becoming Muslims, for them, they are embracing it wholeheartedly. They say that this is the way. We have been living like animals.
Allah.
Just partying and drugs and alcohol and clubs, and we just were wasting our life. Islam has given us a direction. Clear. Do's, don'ts. This is what you need to do in order to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to get Jannah, paradise, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't do these things. Do these things. Clear directions. If you speak to any new Muslim, many of them, this is what they have to say, that I'm becoming a Muslim because I've wasted my life. Islam gives me peace. It gives me calmness. It gives me sukoon, tranquility. And believe me, every person out there is searching for this happiness and fulfillment. Every person, whether rich or poor, are searching for this. Mostly people are searching for it in the wrong places. In the clubs, in those drugs, in the alcohol, in the gambling, in music, in entertainment industry. They're searching for it in the wrong place. They will never get it. But they get temporary fixes, temporary pleasure, and then soon it dies out.
Right.
The drugs puts a person in a high. How long does it last? For a period of time, and then gone. Alcohol, same thing. Then they got hangovers, and they're doing all crazy things. You want sukoon? It lies in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want sukoon? It lies in the recitation of Qur'an Pak. You want sukoon? It lies in the recitation of Salat ala Nabi. It's up to us. Another very important angle that we need to share with our viewers and listeners out there is that every dua that we make must include at least one Durud Pak. The second Khalifa of Islam, the second successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiallahu anhu, said that truly dua is stationary between the ground and the skies, and nothing from it can go above until you recite Durud Sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
Until you do not recite Durud Pak upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nothing is going above. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to answer it. And also, similarly, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, says that every person's dua is in a veil until salat is recited upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his descendants. So if you say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are sending salam, salat to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to his family members, his descendants as well, subhanallah. So the next time you're making dua, there's a tariqah.
Yes.
There's a method of making dua. You don't just rush, Ya Allah, please give me this. Ya Allah, please protect me. You ask for those things, but first you start with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call out his beautiful sifat. Ya Ghafoor al-Rahim, Ya Rabbana, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen. And then you acknowledge your sins. You seek forgiveness. Forgive me, Ya Allah. For the sake, use the wasila, the wasul of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No problem. Quran tells you and I, وَبَتَهُ إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَ, that seek the means of approach unto him, unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So use the wasila. And thereafter, make dua for yourself. Make dua for your family members. Make dua for the ummah. Send Isolay Thawab to the marhumeen. If you can, recite Durud Sharif in the beginning, middle and end of your dua. Otherwise, at least one Durud Pak must be included in that dua.
Subhanallah. Munasab, you know, Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the hallmark of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that they continuously recite salawat upon Rasulullah
Allah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, we see this, you know, in the environment of Da'wat-e-Islami. Subhanallah, we see before even reading the risalas and the books published by Maktabatul Madina, we see in the beginning, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. We always start off by sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we give a discourse and when we end the discourse, in both situations, we recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we see that subhanallah, it is important and imperative for us to always send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For this is the hallmark of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, as mentioned by Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu.
So all lovers of Ahlul Bayt,
yes,
should follow.
100%.
All lovers of Sahaba Ikram should follow. And all lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should follow this pattern. As Munasab is saying, this is our label. Yes. This is our tag. This is our hallmark, that we love to recite Durood-e Pak. Don't let Shaitan come. Shaitan is very crafty. And with his wasawis and evil whisperings, no, you're reciting too much of Durood Sharif. He'll whisper in your mind, or he'll use somebody as a tool to try and stop you. Don't listen to those things. Why are you going to listen to those things or those people? Send Durood Sharif. It's in your benefit. It increases your love for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's part of who we are. It's a sign of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And Mulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Sahib correctly said that you open our books, hard copy or soft copy, you'll find Durood Sharif in the beginning, Durood Sharif in between, Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout the book in different places. So that we get this constant reminder to recite Durood Sharif. Let's listen to a beautiful short clip. Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ala Muhammad, Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Let's listen to statements of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, every prophet was sent to his own nation. However, I was sent to every red and black. What does it mean, red and black? Red and black refers to the Arabs and non-Arabs, or to humans and jinn. Number three, I was sent to the entire creation as a messenger. The dear Islamic brothers and the viewers, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger for all creation, including humans, jinns and angels, and this has been mentioned by many scholars. Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Dada Khan Rahmatul Rahman, states the previous prophets were only messengers of their respective nation, and our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger for every member of creation. In another place he writes, the scholar state, him being sent a messenger to jinn and human is agreed upon and according to the research, just as I proved it in my booklet, with the ability bestowed by Allah Almighty. In fact, the research proves that the stones, the trees, the earth, the sky, the mountains, the oceans, and everything besides Allah Almighty are all included in this all, encompassing boundary and complete circle.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We're talking about sending salat, Durood-e Pak to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've covered so many different narrations, ahadith as well. The instruction is there in the glorious Quran. It's an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send Durood-e Pak in abundance to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, the sending of salat by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unlike ours. Ours is different, his is different. Allah jalla jalaluhu is sending mercies upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, blessings. And we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send the salat, salam, blessings upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, if you For brothers, if you're traveling on Madani Qafilas, or you're attending the Sunnah inspiring Ijtimas of Dawud Islami, or you're doing Dars, or you're reading the books, you'll pick up these points.
Yeah.
Because Dawud Islami is about education, knowledge. Knowledge is power, knowledge is light. Once you know the correct way, you can identify the incorrect way. Asam, I think it's time for a little kalam, inshallah.
MashaAllah.
Inshallah, sawajal.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin. Jabh Hussain Kajal wa Numa Al-Baraka Alam. Kya hoga hai ko ifidai milde ke, hai ko ifidai milde ke didar ka alam. Kya hoga Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin. Iqsimt Ali, iqsimt Umar, Siddiq Qadir, Uthman Udair. In jag
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, beautiful recitation, Huzur. Allah azza wa jalla increase you in knowledge and Ameen. In reciting beautifully, MashaAllah. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, you know, any person who is overflowing with the love of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can recite also. As I mentioned, even if you're all alone, you don't need a gathering, you don't need public, you don't need an audience. You need love. Love of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what you need. Recite to yourself. Make good intentions and recite to yourself. To further embed the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hearts. I want to ask you something. Who doesn't have some worry or stress in life? Show me a person. Maybe you'll show me one or two people that are carefree. But the vast majority of people on planet Earth have some stress in their life. Some worry. Some have minor, some have major. But some difficulty is in each person's life. Some tension, some stress, some anxiety, some negativity that is holding them down. So we, the simple, normal people who are full of sins, if we start reciting Durood e Pak, every opportunity that we have for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and keeping this blessed narration in mind, Then if you do this, all your worries will be removed and your sins will be forgiven. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, we will see better days through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the choice is ours. Do I rather do things which are forbidden to drown my worries and my sorries and sorrows? And then when that's over, the problem still persists. The problem is still there, sometimes even worse. Or do I do the right thing? I make sure I'm still punctual with my salahs. I make sure I'm still fulfilling rights of others. And one of the things, I make sure that I'm still reading Durud-e-Pak.
You know, Munasab, in this regard, there is also an account of a person who did not recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So far, alhamdulillah, we've covered, you know, all the fada'il, all of the virtues of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what the situation will be of a person who sends salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was one part. And now this part deals with that those who do not send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that there was once a man who did not send salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself came into this person's dream, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed to him that he has no inclination towards him.
Allahu Akbar.
This man asked, are you displeased with me? Is this why you did not turn your attention towards me? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, I do not even recognize you.
Allahu Akbar.
This person says that, my master, how can it be that you do not recognize me? Scholars of Islam say that you recognize the members of your ummah more profoundly than their mothers do.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the scholars have spoken the truth, but you do not remind me of yourself by sending salat upon me. I recognize my follower in accordance with the amount of salawat he sends upon
Allah. Allah, subhanallah.
So he says, this moved him deeply. And he began to recite salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100 times daily, every single day. After some time, again now he was blessed with the vision of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told him, now I recognize you and I shall intercede for you.
Allah subhanallah.
So this waqia, this story, it shows us and tells us the importance of sending and reciting salawat upon Rasulullah
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
because there are so many benefits regarding
benefits,
salawat
mashallah.
Upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, it removes depression, it removes stress, it removes anxiety, whatever difficulties a person may be going through, it removes that. Whatever lawful wishes and desires a person may have, through the barakah of salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those lawful wishes and desires would be accepted. So there are plenty of benefits out there. It's just for us to implement it.
Correct. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, some beautiful words by our Mulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Sahib, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. And we should just make up our minds that, you know, whatever it is, every day I need to recite Durud-e-Pak. Let's go towards a beautiful segment. For those who are always joining this special transmission, you know, and I'm sure many will be waiting for the segment as well, hosted by our respected Mawlana Tabriz Nuri Sahib, mashallah, where he asks students in our different madaris of Madrasatul Madina, he asks them certain questions on the day's topic. And today as well, inshallah, let's see where Mawlana Tabriz Sahib and his crew and his team are. and what questions he has to give to the students, what answers they will give.
MashaAllah, this is so, you know, informative.
Very, well. MashaAllah. It's like a quiz, like question and answer. Like we're all learning in the process. So let's listen, let's learn, and we'll be right back, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مرحبا مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم to one and all Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen once again for the seventh round we are here at our beautiful Jamiatul Madina of Da'wat Islami in our Durban region of South Africa. Alhamdulillah, the area is called Bluff. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And today we are sitting with our Hifz as well as our Alim class students. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So, yes, Mubarak to our Honorable Sayyid Muhammad Madani as well as Mulana Nushad Madani At-Tari for this beautiful program called The Supreme Role Model. Alhamdulillah, our students have learned and our viewers of Madani channel are also learning a lot from this program in the beautiful month of Rabi'ul Awwal. Alhamdulillah, as the discussion for today is such a beautiful discussion related to sending durood and salawat upon the most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So become habitual in reciting salawat is our discussion, alhamdulillah. And with regards to the very same discussion, we are going to be having a small segment in which questions related to today's discussion will be asked to the students. And let's see, inshallah, from amongst our students who will give us the correct answer. Like you have seen in the previous episode, we had Team A and Team B. Likewise, today again, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, at our Jami'ah, we have both the departments, the Hifz Academy as well as the Jamiatul Madina Academy with us, Alhamdulillah. And let's see, inshallah, Zawajalla, which team will win today, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, each time a question is answered correctly, this will give the team 10 points. And we have some questions which we were going to be asking, as I mentioned, with relation to our discussion on Madani channel. So let's ask our teams if they are ready. Are you ready? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Team B, are you ready? Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, dear viewers of Madani channel, both the teams are ready, and let's see if you are ready as well. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this beautiful segment as well as this program called The Supreme Role Model. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, our discussion has become habitual in reciting salawat. And the first question with regards to this discussion on Madani channel to the students is, does Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Malaika, yani the angels, send salat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Alhamdulillah, I seen that Team B has raised their hands first. So let's go to Team B and hear the answer. You can make mashwara amongst yourselves to get the answer correct, and your time starts now.
Yes, the Holy Quran Sharif said that Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Malaika sent salat upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the answer is correct. Subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers, it is clearly stated in this verse of the Holy Quran Park. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Subhanallah. So this gives Team B 10 points. MashaAllah, Mubarak to Team B who have initiated and have given us the correct answer. So this is such a important act of worship as well, dear viewers, in which a believer, a mu'min, performs the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is of sending durood and salawat upon the most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Let's go to the next question. Are you all ready? The next question is,
What is Salat al-Nabi? Your time starts now. MashaAllah, Team A has raised their hands first. Let's see if Team A can make mashwara and then give us the correct answer.
Salat al-Nabi upon the body of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Durood Sharif. When one sends Salat and Salam upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, it is Durood Sharif to send Salat and Salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The answer is correct, subhanallah. And this gives Team A 10 points as well. And the next question is, what is the reward of reciting sallallahu ala Muhammad? MashaAllah, we notice both the teams have raised their hands together, but I think I seen Team A raised first. So let's go to Team A and see if they give us the answer to this question after making mashwara.
The answer is that the one who recites Salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then 70 doors of mercy will be opened for that person.
And the answer is correct, subhanallah. 70 doors of mercy are open for the one who recites sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, subhanallah, we all need barakah and blessings in our lives. And how simple it is just to say sallallahu ala Muhammad, and 70 doors of rahmah and mercies are opened upon that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Let's get together and recite some durood pak. Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala muhammadin, salli ala habibina, salli ala muhammadin. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let's go to the next question. We are sitting with 20 points for Team A and 10 points for Team B. And the next question is, at least how many times a day? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Let's see if Team B will now complete the question as well as give us the answer. I only asked half the question, at least how many times a day? What was the question? And give us the correct answer to it.
At least how many times a day should we recite Durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
Question is correct. And the answer?
Yeah, our Amir Ahli Sunnah advise us to at least send Durood upon Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at least 313 times.
How many times?
313.
313 times Amir Ahli Sunnah advises Islamic brothers and sisters to recite Durood and Salawat upon Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, the answer is correct. Subhanallah. It is actually stated, dear viewers, the one who recites Durood e Paak at least 313 times daily, his name will be included amongst those who excessively and abundantly recite Durood and Salawat upon Rasul Akram Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. We are sitting with a draw at this very moment. 20 points for each team, mashallah. And now we move on to the next question. The question is, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that we must decorate our gatherings by reciting Durood upon him. What will this recitation of Salat become for the person who recites Durood e Paak? MashaAllah, Team B has raised their hands, Alhamdulillah, and they are making mashwara at this very moment. Important matters to remember, dear viewers of Madani Channel.
Alhamdulillah, that when one recites Salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a gathering, then that Salat becomes nur for him on the Day of Judgment.
The Salat becomes nur for that person on the Day of Judgment. The answer is correct, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, dear viewers, the Salat will become nur and light for you even on the bridge of Sirat. The bridge which is thinner than a strand of hair, sharper than the edge of a sword, dear viewers. And each and every person will be made to cross and pass over the bridge of Sirat, which is placed on the back of the hellfire. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This gives Team B 30 points and Team A 20 points, mashallah. Let's go on to the next question. And this is the sixth question asked to both the teams. What does Ghawse Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, the king of all awliya Allah, say about sending Salat in the Islamic month of Sha'ban? MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. So both the teams know the answer with certainty, thus they have raised their hands equally at the same time. So to be fair, I seen team A raise hands first. So let's go to our team A, mashallah. What is the answer? What did Ghawsi Pak say about reciting Durood and Salawat in the month of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam?
The King of the Awliya Allah says that Sha'ban is the month of reciting the Salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah, and the answer is correct. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters are motivated to recite Durood-e Pak, especially in the month of Sha'ban, which is the month of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, and now we move on to the next question. What rewards will one get for reciting Durood Sharif just one time? Team B, what is the answer?
Ten rewards will be given to him, 10 of his sins will be forgiven, and he will raise in the stage in Jannah, will raise 10 times, and he will get other rewards such as the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
And the answer is correct. Subhanallah, mashallah, it was a draw, 30 points each. And now, mashallah, team B gets 40 points after answering this question correctly, mashallah. And team A is with 30 points, alhamdulillah. Let's see how team A comes from behind and overtake team B. The next question is, what does our beloved mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, say about Salat ala Nabi? Allahu Akbar. We're going to give this chance to team A, mashallah, who raised first. Labbaik.
She radiallahu ta'ala anha said that the one who recites Salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam on Friday, then it is the mercy of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam that he intercedes for that person on the day of judgment.
And the answer is correct. Subhanallah, mashaAllah. What a beautiful motivational hadith for the viewers of Madini channel to make it a habit. The one who recites Durood and Salawat upon me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. So let's form the habit, dear viewers. Now this makes it a draw again. Our team B was with 40 points and team A was sitting with 30 points, and now they both are sitting with 40 points each. Alhamdulillah. We have the last few questions more to go. What does Sayyidina Ali bin Hussein radiallahu an say about reciting a lot of Durood and Salawat? Team B, Labbaik.
Reciting Durood abundantly upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a sign of Ahlus Sunnah, a true Muslim.
It is the sign of Ahlus Sunnah and a true Muslim to abundantly recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what Sayyidina Ali bin Hussein radiallahu an say about reciting lots of Durood. And his answer is correct. Allahu Akbar. And this gives team B 50 points, mashaAllah. And team A with 40 points. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Let's see. The last two questions will determine who will be the winner for this segment. What does Sayyidina Imam Baghawi rahmatullah Ali state about the Salat of Allah Azza wa Jalla and our Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? MashaAllah, team B has raised hands. Labbaik.
The Durood, the Salat upon Allah Almighty is to shower mercy, and the Salat and our Salat upon the Muslim is to make dua for mercy.
Allahu Akbar. Imam Baghawi states that the Salat of Allah Azza wa Jalla is to shower mercy, and Salat means to make dua for mercy. In other words, the Durood of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the Salat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is showering mercies, and us sending salat means making dua for our own selves. And the answer is correct. Subhanallah, mashaAllah, very, very beautifully answered by team B, and this gives them 60 points. Now, by answering the last question, this could either become a draw, or either it would sitting with 50 points on with team A and 60 points with team B. Alhamdulillah. Let's see if this is correctly answered by any one of the teams. And this is the last and final question. We're hoping that inshallah this is going to be right. We have last two final questions. Which verse of the Holy Quran Pak mentions that Allah Azza wa Jal and His angels send salat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Team A has raised their hands first. MashaAllah, I was hoping that team A will raise their hands. And the moment has come. Mention the name of the surah.
in Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah number 22, Ayah number 56, states that Allah and His angels send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And the answer is correct. Alhamdulillah, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 56, part 22, dear viewers. Subhanallah. And now, dear viewers, both the teams are on a draw. And the last question shall determine who will be the winner. Are you all ready, teams?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what should we do when we hear the blessed name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah, we've seen that team A has raised their hands first. Allahu Akbar. Kya baat hai Madine ki. So, are you in agreement of this? Team A raised first, or have you feel that you have risen your hand first? Should we go ahead? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What should we do when we hear the blessed name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Let's see what's the answer, dear viewers. G.
When we hear the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should kiss our thumbs and place it to our eyes, as this was done by the first Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
And the answer is correct. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And this makes Team A win today's beautiful Islamic quiz program. Alhamdulillah. Question and answers were asked and shared, dear viewers. It increases our general knowledge as well as understanding with regards to sending durood and salawat upon Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. May Allah Kareem bless both the teams for partaking in this beautiful quiz program. May Allah Kareem grant them all, as well as us all, ilm nafi', beneficial knowledge and tawfiq and ability to practice upon that ilm and knowledge as well, dear viewers. We are going to be back in the next segment. We make dua for the upliftment of Madini channel and for these programs to be watched even more. We say Mubarak to the team in studio, mashallah, for this beautiful program called the Supreme Role Model. We will be back in the next segment. Until then, we remind you, this is the mission of Da'wat Islami together with the Madrasat al-Madina and Jamiat al-Madina team. Our mission is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Always something to learn at every turn. This is your Da'wat Islami. I'm sure you enjoyed that segment, and it's so amazing. And this is part of the training, the nurturing of the next generations, the future generations. Many of those students there may become ulama, huffaz, leaders in their community, public speakers. And so you also, be part and parcel of the success of Da'wat Islami. We've covered so many different aspects of the benefits of reciting Durood-e Pak for the grave, for this world, for the hereafter. And as we draw towards conclusion, I will request Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Madani Sahab to please give some concluding remarks, inshallah.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah, Maulana Sahab. We've covered so many aspects regarding the blessings of salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashaAllah, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dehlvi rahimahullah has noted down and written down some benefits of reciting salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that that person who sends salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calamities are removed from that person.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah.
A person's body, mind and soul, a person's heart becomes purified just because of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person would have victory over his enemies.
Allah.
You know, those who are, he says that those who are ill, they would be cured. Oppression is removed. So many, you know, blessings they are in reciting salawat upon Rasulullah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So much of blessings they are in reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whatever we may be going through in life, whatever difficulties we may be going through, whatever ups and downs in our bad times and in our good times, we must always recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is our success in this world as well as in the hereafter.
Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, I hope that you have made the intention. If you haven't started as yet, then I hope you made the intention that every day of my life, I need to dedicate some time for the recitation of salawat, Durud-e Pak. We've covered so many different angles. Why? To motivate us, ourselves firstly, and to motivate you as well, and to encourage you that don't waste your life away in trivial activities, frivolous things. And if you have some spare time, free time, remember, idleness is the devil's workshop. Shaitan is going to put evil thoughts in an idle mind. How about we use that time and recite Durud-e Pak for his benefit in this world, in the grave, and on the day of judgment, through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The supreme role model, in his noble footsteps, perfection we see. In his noble footsteps, perfection we see. A model for all in life's every degree. The supreme